alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you had a wonderful break. I must say to Jazakallah to everybody who's putting together. It's not about just a break, it's a feast. And I must say I'm spoiled for choices. When I come in, I don't know which side to look. So I look at the fruit, I look at the lovely smell of cheeses. I thought, oh, what amount of cheeses? Oh, there's so many cheeses. And then all the other goodies, everybody was putting together, and that's how they watch this round class from Jazak. There's only one thing I must say to you, though, that we're very confused. We don't know whether it's lunch, supper, or breakfast. We look at our time at home, it's still birthday, it's the actual time at home. And here we're always having breakfast, now we're having lunch, we're having tea, I don't know. So our minds, our bodies are not in sync. I'm sure we'll get there, inshallah, it will. I know that the first topic I've gotten here seems a bit. Why am I going to talk to you when I don't teach class 1 and I'm going to try to teach class? Don't worry about that. I want to show you the excitement of teaching. So, inshallah, with this, we're going to do 3 or 4 lessons. I'll do one, my colleague will do one, I'll do one, and then eventually try to do one on the board. And we hope to finish by about 4 to 1, inshallah. Well, and again, participating is important. I know my colleague couldn't do much because he was trying to rush and get to a certain time. We all have time for him, so we try to do it all today, inshallah. Please feel free, enjoy yourself, have some fun. Imagine you are in the classroom, I'm going to teach and take you people. I no disrespect to anybody, but I'm going to think that we are all in the classroom and we are now all going to be the age of 6. We're all 6 years old. How old are we?
6.
And I say, how old are 6? And I answer, show me 6. And they do this. I say, how old are 6? And they don't know. How old are 6? And they count. I want more to know. How old are 6? Show me how old are 6. I like to see it. You see, some of you are showing me some like this. Some of you are showing some like this. Some will show me some like this. But all of you are showing me this. See, because we are paying up, we know. But children don't really know. So they count 6. They're not sure they're counting, not sure how many thumbs they got, how many fingers they got. Well, it's 6, alhamdulillah. So that's why we're all 6 years old, right? And we're all going to do now. How we're going to teach 6 year olds is not like we did earlier on. It is not going to be a lecture, it's going to be a lot of interactivity. Right, inshallah. Big lesson, and inshallah. Just let me just share with you, but when we started this project about 20 something years ago, we sit together with a group of ulama, myself, we said, what is the first lesson that we need to teach children? One said, we've got to teach how ghusl, others we've got to teach wudu. So we said, these are 6-year-olds, what do they need before they can do all of that? And we went to the class and I said, well, they do all of that, but they don't know how to go to the bathroom. I don't know how to use the bathroom correctly. Then how are we going to teach them all those things? So let us start with the basics. So it was a lot of debate, and a lot of, but very interesting, much as you, because one said, no, we're going to teach them, now said, no, we teach. And eventually we came to consensus, we said, we're going to teach them. And there was just a little bit of insight. When we did the skill, it was not just I decided, somebody decided, we had to look at the child's chronological age, how old is he, we had to look at his mental age. How can he take this? He's got the capacity, we have to look at language. But you take all of that into account when you drop this. So just a little bit of history about it. Let's see if you ever want to know. It wasn't one person who came up one day and said, oh well, I got something and somebody told me from, and I looked up at the skies and I came and I wrote it down. It didn't happen like that. There's nobody who had to work. Alhamdulillah. And Allah bless us. And I must say to you that this curriculum has been used extensively throughout the world, but that's for another lesson. Okay, sample lesson, pick class 1. I developed this lesson, and when it was there, they said, okay, but how are we going to develop, how are we going to teach? I said, we'll try. Now, my own educational background, again, just to show you, is that initially I taught high school level English, and then eventually I taught children who were challenged in terms of learning. So I bring all my background, educational background, and then my religious, you know, studies and my ulama, and bring it all to one big pot. And that is how we develop this. So it's not just one person, it's a whole holistic approach, inshallah. Let's go through it. Okay. Now, I've divided this lesson into periods. Now, period means that amount of time that you have for a lesson. Some places 25 minutes, some places 30 minutes, and some places 15 minutes. I'm just assuming that we have time. I'm not going to decide how much time to talk about it, but later. So the first thing you're going to do when we come in, Now what I did, I said to him, don't be judgmental. Don't say anything. Come up and you ask children, how do you go to the bathroom? I also had a problem because some people say bathroom, some people say washroom, some people say toilet. Whatever it is, the same place is a place where they're going to believe in stuff. So if I use the word bathroom, toilet or washroom, it means the same, okay? So we ask them, how do you go to the toilet? That's what we ask them. So we have the children, and here 6-year-old, so they're going to jump up and, you know, scream, and I want to say, I go to the bathroom, and let me in the answers, you don't know. One lady from Canada once came and said, you know what I do? I go in and I say, anyone to answer? There's a light, you know the light switch. Switch the light on and off. So when the light goes on and off, everybody puts their pen down, settle down, and we know there's someone wants to talk. And then we listen. It was very brilliant. I think it was a brilliant idea. Because she showed me now there's a good way of getting people. So the child would switch the light on and off. So when the child switches the light on and off, everybody knows someone is giving an answer. So they put everything down. That's one of the rules in the class. So everybody put their pen down and would listen. Now 6-year-olds are very obedient and they would do that. So that's just one of the techniques I'm showing. Okay, so you ask them. They're after going to find out what each child, all children redeem themselves after relieving themselves. Now, like I spoke to you yesterday, everybody's home is not the same. So someone say, Mallima, Mallima, I just go in the bathroom and I rush out. Or Mallima, Mallima, I just use my thing and I come. Someone says, no, I use water. Again, don't be judgmental. Listen to how they are. Some have been taught, some haven't been taught. They're now 6 years, 5 years old, so you just listen to them. Just listen to what they say. So that's the first thing we try to establish before we teach them anything. Right. Now explaining to the children as Muslims, we should clean ourselves in a particular manner, and this is called istinja. Now only you come and say, now I want to tell you something. That when we go to the bathroom, and when we want to clean ourselves, we do it in a very particular way, and then you go onto the board, and you do this, and you write the word. Now it's the first time some of them have heard or may have seen this word. I will call this istinja. Now remember, it's going to take you about half an hour to get this. Because we're going to ask the children how they're doing it. And remember I said to you, they're going to vary the activity at least, how many minutes did I say was it? 8 plus 1. So 6, so every 7 minutes they have a different activity. Okay. So the 30 minutes, this is the 50 minutes, just depending how clean it is. Now I explain to them, and we say we call this istinja. So this is one period. Carry on. Then we introduce a flashcard, and you know what flashcards are. Does everybody know what flashcards? People all know what's a flashcard? A flashcard is a small piece of card like this, and which two words, you make up your own flashcards, your own words. So we made up flashcard, and there it is, that's the word istinja. Okay. Now, there's only one problem I have with that thing. That day, when a child is dyslexic, or a child cannot read, then that day, yeah, that A could mean to a child a G, it could mean to a child different, because children who are dyslexic cannot see, so whenever you write, you always make sure that they write it in a format, it's called the comic format, I don't know what you call it, but the lowercase letters. Remember, it's not your duty to teach them English, but just make sure that you don't confuse them. But do not, because children like that could read it as a G, could read it as an upside down, whatever it is, because they have difficulties. So that is not the actual right. That's not the way to study, okay? Just a correction. Okay. Now we will give some activity to do, practical activity. Complete the dot to dot activity of the word istinja. Now in our textbook we've got this. You know, the dot to dot is something like this. And you say, okay, now complete it, that's the I, then you got and then. Why do you think we did that? Why do you think I did that? Quickly.
Emphasize.
J?
Emphasize.
It is to give the child the psychological advantage. You should know how to write. But mommy, I could spell today. I spelled the word istinja. He didn't spell the word istinja. He just taught completely the dots. But he gives them that power that I am able to control words. So from a psychological point of view, you are now empowering the child. He doesn't know. He's just started, he's just putting in the dot. He doesn't even know what it is all about. Because remember, in this the first year of his academic year, maybe the second week you're doing, he's still learning the alphabet in school, he doesn't know what he's done, he hasn't completed his funding yet. So that's how it is. Okay, yes, correct. Thereafter, the children color in the word, and then we've got an activity, which is a coloring activity. That's the word, okay, so they color in that word. Okay, that was for the first period. So you've done enough work for one period. Now the next period, now it's the next week or the next time, so it's period two, I'm just calling the second period. Remember, always revise the work done, and Maulana says you always go from the known to the unknown. So ask them, what did we do last week? What did we do last week? What did we do the last period? Carry on. Revise the previous period's work. He said, last week we talked about going to the bathroom. You all remember that? Yes. Now in Fusil, what did we do? What's it called? I've forgotten. Who's going to help me? What's it called again?
Trouble.
And everyone fighting around. Oh, it's a skin gentian ends up. No, I can get it. One at a time, slowly. What's it called? And they said what the word is, okay? Stinja means, and you ask what it is, to wash yourself. Remember, we are teaching them for life. Now, I want to tell you something about this. This is a skill for life. If a child knows how to do and get it right at the age of 6, then when he's my age, inshallah, he will still know how to enter the toilet and how to wash himself at that age. He won't forget, never. I promise you, nobody will forget it. And I'm going to show you how we're going to do it as we go along. Right, come on. Bring objects necessary to stinja the class. Bring things practically. Now, what do you mean to stinja? Some of the things you may not agree with hearing in Australia, but we'll go through it nevertheless. Okay. Bring it for self that's gone. Introduce chart work. We've got a chart for it. You've got to make your own chart. And this is the thing. Now, I know many people don't have what we would call the Eastern toilet. You have maybe a raised one. Doesn't really matter. But I want you to see that slipper there. Can you see the slipper on the top? What it is, guys. Now don't ever do this to children and say, now what is it? And they watch me. And when I say, what foot is a left foot? In the meantime, he's put his right foot up because he's looking at me. But I, by the way, I don't know if that is my left foot. I think I got L and R in my ear because I don't know left foot. So I have to make myself, remind myself, this is my right foot, this is my left foot. But that's just by the way. Okay, so when you talk to children, you do it this way. Say, children, now which is your left foot? All of you. And they say, that's the left foot, because I'm putting mine out. But now I've got my elbow, I know it's my left foot. But if I was a child, I didn't know elbow. I've got to show it's my left foot. But that's just by the way. Okay, fine. So then you show them, that's the left foot, carry on. Urinate, it's a very difficult word. You know, particularly now, because they use, I don't care what words they use. Don't let me hear what words they use. Not me, I want to do. Okay, I'll do number one or two, that's fine. That's all I do. But don't give me all the other words. But you know what they say, you know when I go, mommy, I'm poor. Okay, fine. So we teach them the right words. Stay on. Stinja, left hand. I'll tell you why these are important. Toilet paper, water. This one here, you've amazing, but it is very important. Maybe not here in Australia, but places where there's no water, then they can use mud pieces instead of toilet. But you just get them. So you informulate our faith from an Islamic point of view, there's allowances made. In case you cannot get water, what you can. So that's just by the way. And then carry on, and then the right foot. So that's the pupil activity. See how it's becoming exciting for children. Must remember they're looking at these things. Right, carry on. Now let the children identify. What is it? Carry on. What's that? That's a toilet, whatever you want to call it. That's toilet paper. That's water. Now this one here, we have a problem. Just make sure it doesn't look like a teapot. Because just like something like that. Teapot. What is a teapot in the bathroom? It's not a teapot, okay? Whatever you want to call it, make sure it looks like something they use in the bathrooms. Okay. Because that one, I think someone does look like a teapot, only the longest spout. But make sure it's not a teapot. A tap mask. Use a flash words. Then you say to children, okay, I'm going to show you. Then you call him up and say, Ibrahim, what do you think that is? Toilet. Now, which is the toilet? He doesn't know. Okay? He doesn't know. He can't spill the place. So that's the word toilet. Take that. And you say, okay, Ibrahim, put it up there. Ibrahim puts it up there. And you make sure it's toilet paper, you do all that. Remember, they're bringing all these things to the classroom, making it fun. Okay. Right. Carry on. Complete the dot-to-dot activities of these words. Okay. Right. Children can color in the words. Lovely to do that. Now we're going to the third week. Remember, I'm telling you, not teaching it one time. I'm teaching it over. In fact, I teach over 2 months. Over 2 months, because I have 2 periods a week. Maybe if you don't have got 1 minute a week, then you're going to teach it. Just depends how many periods you want to do it. Okay. Revision, then you do word left, right. The Mu'allimah, now, this is fun. The Mu'allimah is the term where the children know the left and right. So children, we now play a game. All of us will play a game. All of you put up your hands. Everyone's done. Right, now, put your hands down. I want you to put up your right hand. And I put up my right hand. I'm so clever. I put up my right hand. Children, put up your right hand. And they all put up their left hand. Because they don't get me. And they see direct. So they don't know. So it's okay, right, let's try it again. Alright, now. Now put up your right hand. And they get flat. So remember, they don't know. Children are ambidextrous. Not ambidextrous. At this time, both hands, they're not sure which hand is stronger. Some of the right hand is stronger, some of the left hand is stronger. They're not sure. So they do those type of things. Right? So you take this and bring some color, and you bring some nice, you know, color, right? Put the right, let's paint our hands. Paint our right, I'll make a print. Alright, all of you make your right hand print. There are lots of paper, you know, computer paper, paper they throw as the scarlet paper. Bring all that paper. Alright, make your right hand, make your left hand. They love these prints. Wait, it's fun. This Mu'allimah is just a breeze. It's just making us very happy. We love that class, okay? Let's go. Children play a game where they use their right hand and left foot. Alright, now this is very difficult. Children who haven't been able to pass midline crisis, that means children who, for some reason, cannot, you know, cross their T's and I's or something. You say, okay, right, all of you, that's your right hand. Now touch your left ear. You may find some children may not be able to touch their left. That means, from a psychological point of view, there's some developmental challenges for that child. But don't go into that. I want you to go out and say, dear way. If you can't, don't insist. Don't say, now try and put my hand and do that. Please don't do that to that child. If he can't. But remember that he must do that. All right, now do this. All right, all of you. Now do this. Now touch that. Oh, I can't wait any longer. But now do that. Oops. And you play. Again, you make windmills. Then play left, right, left, right, left, right. And I love the game I play. Alright, we play father and leader. Right, I'm the leader. Left, right, left, right. We all play with. It's fun. It's father's game. Come. Then you do the torch. Fine. Carry on. Next. Now support time. Support leader. Again, from the known to the unknown, we go to revision. We go to pupil activity. Ask to remember. This is fun. Now you want to teach him how to go to the bathroom. So, what I normally do is, before I get into the bathroom, I draw a line. I draw a line with chalk, I bring something, I say, you see this line here? That is our line for our bathroom. Before we enter the bathroom, we're all going to take a walk to the bathroom. You see that line? Right. Come, let's go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Are we there? Now when we enter the toilet, so all of us must enter with the right foot or left foot? Right or left? Left, okay, right. All of you take your left foot. I take my left foot, right. Now enter the toilet. Right, come in. Now everybody enters the toilet to the left. Now we all go around. Right. Now turn around. Now we're going to come out of the toilet. One of you must come out with left or right? Right. Okay, right. All of your right foot. And bring them out. And then, that time, they've left the dua, you make them read the dua if they haven't. At that moment, just teach them the activity. That every child, Mama said, every child in the toilet, left and right, scan that they bring. Then, if you have like a party at your masjid, a grime or different places, you take them to the actual bathroom and toilet, alhamdulillah, it's a fantastic experience. If not, use that. Okay. Any other words? Coloring left, right? Right. Then you say, this is something very interesting. You say, children, you know that as Muslims, we don't stand in the bathroom. We don't stand. People know who stands. They say, yes, but we know so-and-so stands, so-and-so stands. No, don't worry about that. You know what I did. They say, okay, fine, animals stand. So we are not animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us different, and we've got to certainly relieve ourselves. Our children, again, how they relieve themselves? Tell them if you are different from other non-Muslim children that they see, they go to schools and so forth, and you're not indicating. That's another principle that we're teaching them for life, because what will happen is later on, is we say to them that even when it comes to lunches and things, we're not just simply share, we've got to first check. Then you take care of the special reading on the body and clothes. This is very important. Now you teach him another thing, when they go to the bathroom, they must be special. The urine must not come onto the clothes in the body. I just come at period 5, introduce fresh words, flesh, body, clothes, color the words. Now it's the 6th period now. Revision right and left, you're still playing the game. Pupil activity, you use the door again, you didn't come in. And then the dot-to-dot activity, carry on. And then finally, generally, revision of the whole lesson, and you do the whole lesson, it's the pupil activity, cut in all of the pictures. And I promise you, inshallah, by the time we finish from this lesson, every child in your class will know when he or she has gone to the bathroom, they will enter the left room, they will sit down, they will water when they are finished, and they will come up to that point. So, any questions about this lesson? Has been difficult to do? Do you think you can do it? But can you see the fun aspect? It's not just about teaching, but making it fun. So, sis, yes, there's a question there. Back to you. We come to the man, we come and ask those who start the question, because there are other lessons of this one.
Just to encourage the children to talk, to use the left and right hand, so they get confused. Usually I play a game with them and ask them to try to box in the air with the left hand and with the right hand. And whichever one seems stronger, that they will understand that it's my right hand. And then the right hand, we match it for the left hand, leg, and the foot, and the eye, and the ear, so at the same time, we're teaching them the left and the right body images.
JazakAllah khair, that's an added bit of information. But just also remember, another thing I always like to say to them is, which foot do we eat with? Or does it foot? Which hand do we eat with? We normally eat with our right hand. We say that all good things we do with our right hand, and things which we don't, so when we have to leave and wash ourselves in the bathroom, we have to use the left hand or the right. So tell them that in simple words, you explain to them, inshallah, you find that they are able to take God. Any questions from the brothers, the ulama, anyone else, before I go on to the next lesson? I thought we'd just show you one lesson. Anyone?
Just a question. Once you've taught the kids about istinja and you go on, say like the next term or whatever, they tend to forget. Even though they have learned and you've done the test and you've shown them the practical and the physical side of it, then they come to you and go, "Who are you?" How do you go about doing that and making sure it just sinks in their memory?
JazakAllah, a very important question the sisters raised, one another raised. The children sometimes forget, yes, I must tell you that. You have to be mindful. So when you finish with this lesson and you go on to another lesson, you do not forget about this, you bring them back again. And I always say that it is not only your duty as the class one teacher, but if you go to the next class, before they continue with any work, to remind them to do revision. Islam is like building a house. It is a brick, every brick that you build has to be stacked on one another. And if you're going to pull any one of the bricks out, the whole house is going to collapse. So if you pull out the brick of the stinger, the house is going to collapse. So remember again, don't play the name game and the blame game. Or she didn't do it, or he didn't do it, so I don't know. It is all our responsibilities collective. And inshallah, we do it together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for all of us. So don't play the name and game blame. It is our responsibility to make sure there's a continuity. Remember this happening, guys. This is the way I did teach. I don't want you all to say that's the only way. I gave you an example. Maybe you have different ways. There's no problem. Whichever way you think to make it exciting, make it fun, please. Remember to reinforce basic concepts that have to be taught the ADS system. The basic must be reinforced. It has to be reinforced, inshallah. Children at this age must be able to do things practically, and the Mu'allima should be the best example to follow. And whilst I don't expect you to take them to the bathroom when you go to the bathroom, but at least we need to guide them when they go to the bathroom, so that is important. Remember that? So this is a very important thing. When using the board, use the same print as found in the book I showed you about it, to make it easier for the children to identify the words. Wasn't this some of my innocent points? JazakAllah for being such a good class of 6-year-olds, I do appreciate
it. Krishna, there's a question here. That they are using the toilet bathroom. When do we encourage them, and how do we encourage them to recite the du'as before entering and after leaving?
Okay, the question is, you know, they're using the bathroom and the bathroom has got a bottle. I have been told that because it's a mix, and unfortunately, there's no other way more than this. Just when they get to, and maybe another thing that you could do, perhaps, and I didn't do that as an appeal, but I can just show it to you. You draw two circles. You draw two circles on the floor. One, two. One, two, and you draw this your line. And that's your line. So what would happen is when you are here with your left foot to here, right? Then when they reach that point, and before they enter, they make the dua, they go. That is when they make the dua. So at that point, so when you draw that line, so when they come to that point, but if you have told them the dua, at that time you haven't, then you know. But if you have told them, and at that point, just before they put in their left foot to the door, as they're going in, and listening as they're going in, take your left foot. Now, just before they go in, and then you hit the door. Okay? At that end point. And when you're coming out, that's the door, that's the thing, that's the thing. So, if they're coming out, just when they come out, then they hit the door. Okay? Everybody, is that clear? Does everybody understand that? I see some question marks in some people's faces. Is there a question mark on your face?
When you enter.
Yes. Before you enter. That's what I'm saying. This is your point of entry. Okay.
But,
Hajj,
one little example that I do in class, one child stands up to say, I need to go to the toilet. I make him freeze, and I say, class, so when someone wants to go to the toilet, what do I do to read?
Fantastic. That's something I would do. In fact, I'll give you some examples. If I want to finish, I want to drink water. Then I have a jug of water, and I have a bottle, and I have a glass. And I make the point, so what if the child wants to drink water? Yes, I pour the water. Everybody, what are you supposed to drink before drinking water? What are you supposed to be drinking? Sit down. How many times does you drink your water? In how many gulps? In how many sips? And then you give it to them. So that's reinforcing all the time. But look, people are so creative. As Maulimas, you have lots of answers. I'm not going to share all the other answers to you, but I think we've got. Let's go to the next lesson. Molana do something, and I'll come back and do something. I thank you for listening.